Parents too often feel the pressure of ensuring that their child is on a path to success, especially when it comes to school grades. But there is only so much you can do. The rest is up to your child, and it can be tough to witness when your child is just not achieving those results. We are going to discuss parental guilt when it comes to a child's academic failure on the next Family Matters. I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We heard from a couple who are taking their son's failed grade at school really hard. Here's what they asked. How do we manage our deep sense of failure as parents after learning that our son is being held back a year in school? How do we help him understand why he didn't pass his grade? What should we do if other kids start to tease him about it? I think you need to take a deep breath and relax. In the first place, a child's problems and struggles are not necessarily a parent's failures. In the second place, failure of any kind is simply a normal and natural part of human life. Why am I telling you this? Because I've noticed that many parents and teachers nowadays seem to be fearful of allowing children to face up to disappointments. All too often, adults try to put a positive spin on everything that happens to a child, believing that this is the way to preserve a healthy self-image, when in actuality it would be far more beneficial to help him see his situation for what it is. Being held back in school isn't the end of the world. Sometimes it can turn out to be an unforeseen blessing. But before jumping over to the good stuff, perhaps it would be a good idea to let your child linger on the negative side of the question, at least for a while. Give him some time to feel his pain and loss. This in itself can be a character-building experience, as well as a valuable spiritual lesson. People who know what it means to trust in the Lord also know how to take defeat and disappointment in stride. Once past this difficult part of the process, you can begin to accentuate the positive aspects of the situation. For a primary school child, repeating a grade can be a great opportunity to nail down the basic skills that are so crucial to future educational success. It can also give him the time he needs to develop emotional intelligence and maturity. That's not to mention that his status as an older and possibly bigger and stronger kid will give him a social edge with his classmates. I'll grant you that this experience is harder on a teenager, but even at this stage, it's important for a student to solidify his foundations before moving ahead. Where the teasing is concerned, it's important to realize that there are limits to what you as a parent can do. To a certain extent, children have to learn how to face adversities of this kind on their own. Perhaps it would be possible for your son to enlist the help of his teacher or other school authorities. Meanwhile, do everything you can to bolster his confidence and reassure him of his value as a person. I should add that this is a good time to ask yourself exactly why your child has been struggling in school and to take some proactive steps to remedy the situation. Does he have a learning style that doesn't fit the traditional educational model? Is he suffering from a disability such as ADHD or dealing with family tensions and conflicts? If either case, you'd be wise to seek out the help of a professional counselor or family therapist. Focus on the Family's Counseling Department can provide you with help in this area. We have trained counselors on site at our office in Hillcrest, Durban. Alternatively, we can refer you to qualified Christian counselors and educational psychologists practicing in your community. To get in touch with us, please call 031 716 3300. Being a support to your child when faced with a challenge of this nature is the most valuable thing to remember. Keep the family unit strong while you navigate your course of action. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.